Complaints about a £5 million recycling plant in Marsham means Norfolk's food waste now has to be processed 2 hours away in Northamptonshire. The Marsham composting facility was initially designed to take 32,000 tonnes of garden and food waste when it was built in 2010 by News. It was financed by Norse, a company owned by Norfolk County Council, and £1 million worth of public money through a Waste Resources Action Programme, that's RAP, grant. But 3 years after opening, News stopped all food waste processing due to odour complaints from people living nearby. Now, food waste collected in Norfolk has to be transported 2 hours away to Rushton for it to be processed, rather than just a 20-minute drive. David Newell, Operations Director at News, said the facility was built after North Norfolk District Council indicated it would start collecting food waste. He said News reacted to the announcement and predicted that other councils would follow suit. Around the same time planning permission was granted, News was taken in by the North Group in 2009 and the company agreed to continue with the scheme. It was a good business model at the time, Mr. Newell said. But he added, very soon after, North Norfolk Council made the decision not to collect food waste after all. He said News that had then to try to secure food waste contracts from elsewhere, which he did with Norwich City Council, the Borough Council of King's Lynn and West Norfolk, and Borden District Council. But following multiple complaints to the Environment Agency about the smell from the facility, News decided to halt its food waste recycling in 2013. A Norse spokesman said that because the company was contractually obliged to accept and treat food waste, it had to make arrangements to receive and send it elsewhere. Food waste is now taken to an anaerobic digestion plant around 100 miles away, owned by a company called Biogen. Norse said all this had been done at no extra cost to taxpayers. Leslie Wilcox, a Marsham Parish councillor, said, it was always our contention that this was totally in the wrong place, upwind and close to the village. After a couple of years of operation, our fears were proved to be completely correct. So, where else does Norfolk's recycling go? Well, News processes around 83,500 tonnes of mixed dry recyclable waste on behalf of Norfolk's borough, city and district councils each year. The material is sorted at the News recycling facility before being marketed and sold on. It includes 38,000 tonnes of waste paper, which goes to China, India and Vietnam. That's a reference to the previous feature. 6,200 tonnes of cardboard to China. 825 tonnes of aluminium cans, which goes to Hartlepool. 1,600 tonnes of PET plastic bottles go to Holland. 850 tonnes of HDPE plastic bottles go to various locations in the UK. And 20,500 tonnes of glass go to various UK locations. In July, China announced it was to stop taking lower quality waste paper. Meanwhile, a failed £500 million Norfolk County Council project to build an incinerator in King's Lynn means other non-recyclable waste now has to be sent to an incinerator in Ipswich and to Europe. It is not handled by News.